Coming to you from his downtown Denver studio, here's the Backstage Jazz Radio Show with your host, Steve Roby.
Welcome, friends at home and friends in the studio. This is the Backstage Jazz Show, and I'm Steve Roby. My guest today is Colorado jazz saxophonist and flutist Nelson Rangel. He's here to talk about his music and upcoming shows at Dazzle in downtown Denver. Welcome to Backstage Jazz, Nelson.
Hi, Steven.
So glad you could be part of the show.
Me too.
Hey, why don't we start out with an introduction? I like to do this at the beginning of the top of the show and just kind of introduce you to some listeners who may not have heard your music or are familiar with your music. Can you give me kind of a brief overview of your career?
I'm 62. My family was a musical family, and both of my brothers and my sister are all musicians. One of my brothers is a classical musician and a PhD from Juilliard and was a professor at Dartmouth and is a pretty well-known classical pianist with many, many recordings. His name is Andrew Rangel. My brother Bobby lives in Paris and was a pretty well-known player on the French and European jazz and studio scene there. And my sister is a singer and saxophonist who lives in New Orleans and has been on the scene there all her life, most of her life. And I'm the last kid, and I came along and was lucky to be a product of a very active, involved Denver Public Schools art scene, jazz scene, music scene, theater scene, and we were so lucky. I went to school at Manual High School here in the Denver Public School System, provided pretty intense classes and involvement in the arts, and we had a terrific music scene. In fact, yesterday I had the honor of playing at a life celebration for one of the teachers who touched me a lot, Neil Bridge, and there were many others. And there was Jerry Noonan was there, and I remember Jack Fredrickson and Jack LaFort and Willie Hill and my teacher, Hugh Avis, who remains a very, very dear person in my memories. And all of these fellows, Dick Culver, who was the head, I remember all of the Denver Public Schools music department, and I think that there were many students that were there yesterday, and it was a very special involvement for us as young learners, one that I think is still being continued in different school systems throughout our country, and it was a very, very important time for me and for kids like me. And it shaped not only my musical life, and which continues to this day, but just who I am as a person and my involvement with all kinds of different kids. And jazz music really, my case, really brought us very diverse kids from all sorts of different backgrounds. It had huge impact on our lives and our empathy with one another.
Nelson and I were having a deep conversation before we started the podcast here, and I hope I get this right, and you had a great explanation, and I would love you to share it with our listeners. And could you explain how jazz, contemporary jazz, and smooth jazz somehow meet at the same intersection?
I would say that I think it's very important for all kinds of jazz and jazz-influenced, jazz-based, jazz-touched music to, in terms of being presented, at least for me as a working musician who still has the luck, the blessing to perform a fair amount for people, I do feel that music being presented generously and for people and trying to make a connection with people is very integral to the music continuing. And I feel that music of any sort, that it have both charm, generosity, and I hope substance and intelligence. And where it meets in terms of the jazz quotient of it, of course, has to do with not only jazz tradition and jazz language, but of course the whole element of improvisation within structure. And that's a long topic, but that jazz-based music have the element of spontaneity based on what has been acquired learning is essential, of course, to the music that's being presented. And so the intersection, whether it's funky music, whether it's the swung eighth note, or the huge variety of music presented within the large umbrella, if you will, of jazz, that it have a large improvisational quotient seems completely, necessary to me.
Sure, yeah. Well said.
Well, I don't know if it was, I wish I could say it a little bit better, but I think that that is vital for the jazz content of it. And I think that that separates it, frankly, from something that is more, if we will, instrumental pop music. And so, you know, there is, of course, pop jazz, contemporary jazz, and smooth jazz, and how the particular distillation of the improvisation quotient that has everything to do with the jazz portion of it, doesn't it?
You sent over some music, and I'd love to share it with our listeners, some of your music there. And the first track we're going to play is one called Tidal Wave. I love the bass on this one, this song, too, the funky slap bass. Who's doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that funky slap bass is being played by a keyboard, actually, in this case, and it's being played very ably by my friend Alex Nekrasov. That also gets into a big topic, but in this case, he plays it very ably, and in fact, for the listener, I'm not sure he's playing it on a keyboard. He might even be playing it on an iwi, which is an electric wind instrument. Alex is actually a brilliant musician, and he is a very fine saxophonist, and he plays the iwi as well. And I think it might be an iwi on this, but he plays a lot of straight-ahead jazz gigs where, in fact, he plays the bass on the gig on an iwi. Straight-ahead jazz, and he plays it with the sound of the upright bass. And so in this case, he's playing on Tidal Wave, and this is a kind of an R&B tune that has, I think, I like it very, very much, and this tune was co-written by myself and Eric Gunnison, who's a wonderful pianist in town, and Eduardo Barbosa and Michael Marlier, and we wrote this thing all together on a sound check, not a gig.
This is Nelson Rangel in Tidal Wave here on Backstage Jazz.
Thank you.
You're listening to Backstage Jazz, and our guest today is Nelson Rangel. We've got another song we're going to play now, Nelson. It's called The World View. What's the background on this one?
This is a more expansive tune in more of what I would say, whereas Tidal Wave is more influenced by my love of David Sanborn and the Brecker Brothers and Tom Scott and the whole era of early 80s contemporary jazz. This is, I would say that its wellspring is from my adoration and respect for Pat Metheny. And this was co-written with my friend Kip Kipper, who is a wonderful, wonderful musician. So I would say to listen to it from ears, knowing that if there was a primary influence, I would say that it was kind of a Metheny-ish bass tune. And I think there's a large, large improvisational quotient in different aspects, but in this one, certainly over pretty fairly complex chord changes. And I think, however, it's all done in a fairly melodic way.
Thank you.
Nelson, do you have any touring plans or recording plans lined up for this year?
Well, Steve, I've been very lucky that I've played for my supper all over the world and all over the country here. And I'll be playing here and in different places coming up in the spring and the summer. And I guess right at the moment, the furthest destination is in Portugal. And I'll take that opportunity to bring my particular brand of, it's actually under the moniker of a smooth jazz festival, but I'll be bringing my particular version of smooth and contemporary jazz to that particular festival, and we'll let it fly and see how it goes.
Good, good. And by the way, for our listeners, I've seen you play in concert when I was covering the music scene on the Big Island of Hawaii. And it was a great show and a great setting to watch you perform.
It's pretty rough. It's hard work if you can get it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's talk about something more current, and that's your upcoming shows plural, at Dazzle. What can the audience look forward to, and who's joining you there on stage?
Thanks for asking, Stephen. It's I'll be playing at Dazzle, at the new Dazzle, here in Denver on February 3rd. And I'll be playing with Eduardo Barboso, Biju Barboso on bass, a virtuoso bassist and a wonderful onstage personality, and just his connection and what he gives. And Mike Marlier, who's a effervescent and wonderful, bright, fun, and thinking drummer. And the great Victor Mestas on keyboards. And on this particular, what I love about my shows here at Dazzle, sometimes at Nisi's, I play at Nisi's about six times a year, and Dazzle about four times a year. What I love about my shows here for the hometown audience is I feel that it's a really nice combination. It gives me a real chance to play a lot of diverse music there. And we, you know, since I've lived here almost all my adult life, since living in, going to school in Boston and living in New York and kind of making my bones there and then residing here, it gives me a chance to really select pretty diverse music. And it kind of all meets different kinds of jazz, perhaps straight ahead jazz, Latin jazz, contemporary jazz, R&B based jazz. And I hope what it is enthusiastically and generously presented in a way that I think that a very diverse audience can hear the music in all of it. And that, for me, is sort of the bigger goal. So I'm really happy for that opportunity. And we have, you know, I've lived here for a long time, so I've been able to really be part of a nice community here. And I'm glad that I can serve up what I do, and that it's greeted by a lot of fans and friends here. It's something I always look forward to, especially.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, where's the best place online for our listeners to find your music and show schedule?
I have a website, of course, which is really old school, I guess. And I'm not the best Facebooker, but that's another topic. But I do pretty much just kind of put out about my gigs, certainly here in town, on Facebook. And I would just say, for people to keep an ear out, it is my my project is that I'm going to kind of create a audiovisual library that's current of music that I've recorded. And my project will be, I'm not sure what to call it, whether to call it Nelson Rangel Just Playing or in the Nelson Rangel Basement, you know, tapes. I don't know exactly, but I do intend to do a kind of a little audio visual thing of what I hope will be me playing well over a lot of these tracks that I've recorded. And I think it could be good. You know, this is one of my big intentions in life, so I better get started on it, right? Look out for that.
And just a reminder for our listeners, Nelson Rangel and his band will perform two shows at Dazzle on Saturday, February 3rd. The early show is at 6:30 p.m., and the later one starts at 9 p.m. Doors open about a half hour before the show. For tickets and more info, visit dazzledenver.com. Thanks for stopping by the show today, Nelson.
I was really honored to talk with you, Steve. Thanks so much for doing this.
If you're enjoying the Backstage Jazz Show, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, back to the show.
The Backstage Jazz Show was recorded at Little Raven Studios in downtown Denver, and our producer was Craig Stevens. You can find Backstage Jazz wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to stop by our website, backstage-jazz.com, where all past and current episodes have been archived. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at backstagejazz@fastmail.com. This is Steve Roby. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backstage Jazz.
You've been listening to the Backstage Jazz Show. Join us next time for more great jazz and interviews with your favorite musicians.